The West Live.
The West Live
with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1 800 858 858.
WA Police Commissioner Chris Dawson has said police will never give up in their search for Sarah Spears. And the Premier yesterday pleaded with Edwards or anyone in the general public to disclose any knowledge that they have of the location of Sarah Spears' body. Joining me now is Police Minister Michelle Roberts. Minister, how are you feeling today after probably what was the most historic moment in WA criminal history?
I think the whole community really breathed a sigh of relief yesterday because it came to the conclusion. I don't know how we would have reacted had we got a not guilty verdict. I mean, yes, Bradley Edwards would have remained in jail because of the offences that he'd admitted to, including the rape at Karrakatta Cemetery, but it just would have left that whole couple of decades that we've worried about who the Claremont serial killer is unanswered. So a collective sigh of relief. I think yesterday, it was hard to be jubilant, but there was certainly very much that sense of relief. And that those killings of beautiful young women cast such a long shadow over the West Australian community for so long, and so that's now been lifted.
Yeah,
it doesn't bring the girls back, but it certainly answers the question that the whole community has sort of lived in fear of for decades now.
Absolutely, you must be incredibly proud of all of your charges in the West Australian Police Force. How are they feeling? Have you spoken to the commissioner about, I guess, how the entire force is feeling the day after the biggest decision, considering they've sunk so many resources into this for so many years?
Absolutely. I spoke with the commissioner yesterday, just after the result, and we reflected on a number of things, including the fact that the cost in dollar terms to West Australian Police Force has been some, over $56 million.
Wow.
over a period of going back more than 20 years. Of course, the Huntingdale crime, I think, went back to the time when Brian Bull was police commissioner, so about five police commissioners have been involved right from the start. So, really, really pleased. I think certainly those police officers that have, keep in mind, it's 20 years since the last offence, so there's been a lot of police officers, probably most of our police officers weren't in the force when the inquiries about Claremont actually started. So, but right across the force, I'm very, very proud of the work that people did. It's so dogged, they never, ever gave up.
And that's, I think, what when we saw Commissioner Dawson take to the steps in front of the district court yesterday, and he spoke so strongly about, I guess, what is next, because obviously we didn't get a verdict for the disappearance or the murder of Sarah Spears. He said that we will never stop looking for her and things like that. Obviously, very, very early days. But what are you hoping to see and committed to the ongoing cold case?
I think one of the things often that the public don't get to see is how closely our police work with the victims, the parents of those that have lost loved ones, the close relatives of those lost loved ones. You come to feel their pain.
Yeah.
You want the result for them. So I know that Chris Dawson in particular has worked so closely with all of the parents. I think all of us feel for Carol and Don Spears, the fact that there was no result there.
Yeah.
But Chris has met with them, met with the other parents, many, many times over the years. So we've got the result on two, but we want to get that result on the third for Carol and Don.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been quite vocal over the past couple of months talking about, cold cases impacting young women and young people that have disappeared, like Lisa Mott down in Collie, and offering a reward. Do you think that you'll focus on something like this now as so a bit of a refresh for 2021, potentially, for someone like Sarah Spears?
Absolutely. One of the key issues here is that a body hasn't been found.
Yeah.
Certainly police will make it their business to talk to Bradley Edwards. The judge clearly believes that he did do that crime. Mm. However, it wasn't proven beyond reasonable doubt. That's largely because we haven't got the physical evidence of the body. Advances in DNA and technology over the last decade or so have just been phenomenal. I mean, these were like the smallest, tiniest particle, like a tiny percentage of, you know, what we could see as a speck of dust is the amount of DNA that was gained from under the fingernail. So whenever you've got a physical crime and like that, very hard not to leave that minuscule bit of DNA. And of course, that decision was taken about 10 years ago to send those nail clippings from Kira to the UK for that very sophisticated analysis. And that was really the start of making that connection with the other crimes, like the Karakata rape and the assault in Huntingdale.
Now, you have been police minister in a number of ministries, so you've been following this case very closely for a number of years. Has it been bubbling up on your radar quite frequently of late, or did it kind of disappear for a couple of years and then it sort of came up with something new, or has it always sort of been in the back of your mind when you've been taking over these portfolios?
Oh, it's never been off my mind. Jeff Gallop gave me the shadow police portfolio back in the late 1990s.
Yes.
I remember going to a church service for Kira very early on at the Perth Cathedral. I remember very clearly when they tested all the attempted to get DNA from all taxi drivers in Perth. When Lance Williams was the key person of interest. And when I came back into the role of being police minister this time, it was, and I had my first briefing with the then Commissioner Carl O'Callaghan, someone who I'd appointed to the job when I'd previously been minister. Matt Crowe was one of the topics that we had a long discussion about.
Yeah, it's just fascinating just to see all the pieces sort of come together yesterday. We'll leave Claremont there, Minister, but I guess moving into the long weekend, we've spoken before about the issues in Northbridge, and I think I spoke to the new CEO of the City of Perth, Michelle Reynolds, early this week, and she made a really good point about, you know, just look after your mates. Don't let people be idiots when you're going out and about, specifically this long weekend. What is your message to West Australians who maybe want to party on a little bit too much over the Queen's birthday long weekend?
I think that's a very good message from Michelle Reynolds, and I certainly wish her well in her role at the City of Perth. I think she's certainly got the capacity to do a fantastic job. My message is really the same as always. We want people to enjoy themselves. Northbridge and the city are places we want people to come. We want them to enjoy themselves, but you also want people to be safe. So, look after yourself. Look out for your friends, and don't have too much to drink. And if you see your friends that have had too much to drink, help them get home and help them get home safely. The consequences of some of the actions in Northbridge, people live with for decades. In recent times, there have been some shocking assaults. Those people who've committed those assaults have all been brought to account. They've been put before the courts. Many of them will do jail time, and they've got that police record for the rest of their life. So, a moment of just not thinking, a moment of doing something stupid, you live with those consequences. It affects your family. It affects your prospects in terms of job and well-being for the rest of your life.
I think it's just really interesting that we've coming into the long weekend where you say things like that, because I think, as we heard from both yourself and the Premier and obviously the Police Commissioner yesterday talk about, when you look at a case like Claremont, just the tentacles that something like this can have an impact on so many people. And it is the same when there is senseless acts of violence, whether that's in our city precinct or in the suburbs. So it's, again, just sort of being, I guess, focused on making sure that you look out for one another in the community. Just a couple of
I think too what we saw was that it affects the victims' families quite obviously.
Yes.
But the perpetrators' families
Indeed.
Are very much affected as well.
Yeah.
So anybody that that does drink too much and do something stupid, their parents, their family are really dragged into it in a most horrific way.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of someone that was, we mentioned it briefly just before, Lance Williams, who was the focus of Macro for so many years, given that there is now a conviction and although that he is now deceased, do you think that the state will ever provide a public apology to him?
WA Police have apologised to Lance Williams. It's my recollection that Carla Callaghan provided an apology to Lance Williams. I would certainly apologise to him. No police officer would have deliberately set out to target him personally. Those that, you know, when he was targeted, it was because people believed it was a very genuine lead. So, but it was a wrong lead. That's been acknowledged by WA Police. It's acknowledged by me and the government.
Yeah, for sure. Given that police now have indicated that they would like to continue speaking to Bradley Robert Edwards, if he does decline, what would you say to him if he does have any more information?
I think the only, nothing brings back the girls. Nothing, that people's opinion of him is incredibly low. So, if there's one redeeming thing he can do, it would be to let us know where he's left Sarah Spears. He's put her family and the families of the other girls through living hell. And if he's got any shred of human decency, he'll tell us where Sarah is.
Indeed. Should you be successful at the March 2021 election, will Macro and the Claremont serial killer be front of mind for you if you do resume the police minister police portfolio?
It's always front of mind, and it's something we need to get a result on. I mean, the awareness in Perth, the fear that was created in the community for so long, that period of time of not knowing, and then we went through a period of time where no one really had any confidence that anyone would ever be charged. Now, that was something that hung over West Australia very strongly. So, for those of us who've lived through it, it will never go away. And even those people that are 20 years old or younger, their parents have been affected. There's hardly a person in Perth that hasn't been touched by what's happened here.
Indeed. Well, on the bright side, at least we did get a conviction for the two other lovely young girls that were horrifically taken. So, Police Minister Michelle Roberts, thank you so very much for your time.
Thanks, Jenna. Good to be with you.